Nolte, Democrat mayor who outlawed indoor dining caught dining inside. By John Nolte on August 31, 2020. Philadelphia's Democrat mayor, Jim Kenney, outlawed indoor dining and was then caught dining inside a Maryland restaurant. As you might imagine, the Philly restaurant owners getting clobbered by Kenney's stupid and unnecessary outdoor-only policy are not too happy. Chefs and restaurant owners in Philadelphia are sizzling hot over a photo showing Mayor Jim Kenney, who banned indoor dining in Philly due to COVID-19, enjoying an indoor restaurant meal in Maryland, reports Patriot News. The restaurant is owned by the mayor's friend, but the chefs fume that the mayor is a job-killing hypocrite. The mayor's office confirmed it was him dining in. Oh, and in the photo that caused the uproar, the Democrat mayor is not wearing a mask. He's dining inside in a public restaurant and not wearing a mask. If dining in is so dangerous the mayor had to outlaw it, in a swing state, why is the mayor dining in? If not wearing a mask is so dangerous that the mayor made masks mandatory, why isn't the mayor wearing a mask? You see, elected Democrats are first-class citizens. The rules do not apply to them. You and I are second- and third-class citizens. And we will dine outside and wear a mask while the first-class citizens dine inside without a mask. What's more, and for no rational reason, America's first-class citizens are allowed to destroy the small businesses of second- and third-class citizens. You know, if that's what it takes to tank the economy and elect a fellow first-class citizen, rapey Joe Biden, president. Don't you see? Kenney is forcing his own people in masks even though he himself does not wear one, which means deep down he believes it's unnecessary to wear a mask. Don't you see? Kenney is destroying small businesses by outlawing indoor dining when it's obvious he doesn't believe indoor dining is unsafe. It's global warming all over again. Global warming is a hoax, by the way. While the first-class citizens at law tells us global warming is real and we second-class citizens must sacrifice and embrace socialism, what does law go and do? Knlal proves it doesn't believe in global warming by moving its headquarters right on the edge of the same water that's supposed to rise up and flood us out any day now. First-class citizen Barry Obama did the same. Spent 8 years undermining the standard of living for us second-class citizens in order to save the planet. He laughed in our face by moving right off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. Spent millions proving he knows the seas aren't going to rise. Doesn't matter. Even though those who tell us to wear masks and to dine outside and that global warming is real prove through their own actions they know it's all untrue. We second-class citizens still have to give up our pleasures and wear masks and lose our small businesses. You know, because the first-class citizens say so. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.